Hi there, and welcome to the Sports Fans TV Cricket Fan Show. My name's Steve, and I am the resident cricket guy at Sports Fans TV. A real sad reason to record this show today, and that, of course, the news that Shane Warne, the great Australian leg spinner, great Australian, has sadly passed away on holiday in Thailand, age 52. Clearly a shock to everybody in the world of cricket, and I think, like me, you've probably seen an outpouring of emotion and of respect and of shock from everybody around the cricketing world. Certainly, I know the England team, the news broke during the final day of their warm-up game against the West Indies Cricket Board team, and the Joe Root's comment is it made it a very quiet dressing room. It probably felt like not a day for being out in the middle, but a day for reflection and for coming to terms with it. Warne was very well known by all the England players and was a big figure in English cricket as well as he was in Australian cricket. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about him and about his influence and about what he means for me, just by way of a short but hopefully heartfelt tribute to a great cricketer. So I think arguably Warne was the most influential cricketer of the last 30 years. Clearly there have been some great players in that time and some people that will go down in the pantheons of greats of all time. Brian Lara, A.B. de Villiers, perhaps, others like that. Muralitharan, of course, another spinner. But none of them, I don't think, changed the game in quite the way that Warne did. In the period before Warne made his test debut in 1992, and he started in the New Year's test in 1992, the leading right-arm spinner in the world in tests was the Pakistan player Abdul Qadir. So I think there's my recollection, I have to say, was that Warne kind of single-handedly resurrected the art of leg spin. And I'm not sure that's absolutely fair on Abdul Qadir and indeed the Indian spinner Narendra Hirani, who was also a pretty big wicket taker and a pretty significant bowler in the period, kind of from about 1980 to 1992. I had a quick look back at the records. So in that period, Qadir took 222 wickets at 32.7. economy rate of 2.77 and a strike rate of a wicket every 71 balls. And then Warne comes along in 1992 and really changed the expectations for what a leg spinner was and what a leg spinner could do in Test cricket. In Warne's career, he took 708 Test wickets plus his huge number of wickets, 300 plus in one day and short form of the game as well. So, but his Test wickets came at an average of 25.4. His economy rate was 2.65 runs and over, and his strike rate was a wicket every 57 balls. And those obviously are numbers that were stuck up, and they will pop in any set of numbers at any point whenever you compare anyone in the history of cricket. Absolutely amazing. But really, and although I'm a bit of a numbers man, Warne's influence can't really be seen in the numbers. I think really his influence was his skill, and really marrying control with wicket taking. And through that, really redefining expectations of what a leg spinner was and what a leg spinner could be. So definitely, I'm a few years younger than Warne. And when I was growing up and first into cricket, leg spin was very much a dying art. Pretty much very difficult to master as somebody who tried. Very, very difficult to master. And I think at the top level of the game in Test cricket, I think it was seen as being too hard to do in the cauldron of Test cricket. It was too hard to sustain the control, and wickets didn't come at a quick enough rate for the risk of the bad ball that comes every, a kind of an average leg spinner will probably bowl a bad ball once every one or two overs, just because it's so difficult to do and so difficult to do consistently. So, I think that was very much the feeling in England. Certainly we had a few before Warne came on the scene, leggies, but really they were batters who bowled leg spin as an occasional bit of their armoury. Mike Atherton did it and famously took at least one test wicket. And there was another player I remember called Kim Barnett, who was Derbyshire's captain, who had a handful of test matches and was probably better than an occasional bowler, but was only bowled occasionally. But it's interesting, looking back at the period from 1980 to before Warne started, the economy rate at that time was 2.75 and over for leg spinners, obviously includes Abdul Qadir, who was world class, versus the off-break economy rate of just under 2.5. So it wasn't a massive difference, but maybe even a quarter of a run and over, maybe just the feeling of that bad ball probably doesn't help leg spinners. So captains didn't really know what to do with a leg spinner, and I think they felt it was safest not to not to try, frankly. In the period 1980 to 1992, there were only really a couple of bowlers, Kadir and Hamani, who were in the echelons of the top wicket takers for right-arm spinners. So captains really were at a loss, and they really weren't, perhaps, apart from Kadir and Hamani, the quality of the players breaking into to that level. But then Warne comes along, and it changes the game. It changes the approach to leg spin. It changes the expectation of leg spin. Warne had control. He also could get massive turn, of course, but he could, you know, he was able to control that. But his massive turn, and of course, we all remember his ball to Gatting, his first ball in Test cricket at Old Trafford. The ball pitches well outside leg stump. Gatting doesn't really do anything wrong in covering the ball in case it moves back, but it moves back so prodigiously that it clips the outside of the off stump. Gatting isn't even sure what's happened when he walks off. It's a real moment of history in Test cricket. And I think that really helped Warne actually establish himself, because it was a calling card, wasn't it? I can do this. And nobody else could. It was really, really an amazing moment. I remember it very well. And actually, that's it. I remember it very well, because Warne's genius, I think, came in how he made me feel and how he made cricket fans feel. As an England fan, of course, I was worried a bit whenever he came on to bowl, because he, in any spell, in any over, he could change a game back in Australia's favour. But there was also an excitement about watching him play cricket. He was doing something that nobody else was doing, in a way that the game had said was dying out and was forgotten. It was a skill that was unusual to see. And, you know, as well, there are some opponents who you can't really help but like and admire. England-Australia, of course, is a huge cricketing rivalry. But I don't know a single cricket fan who didn't really revel in Warne's ability and his style and the way he did it and all that shuffling up to the crease and so on. He wasn't a regimented fitness fanatic like, you know, some players that reached the top, like a Cristiano Ronaldo type in football, of course. And there are plenty of other players in cricket, Graham Gooch, Alex Stewart, who've built their careers very much on being very fit and on working very hard in that way. But also, Warne wasn't a kind of dilettante who frittered away his talent. He wasn't one of these people that knew he could do it and just kind of phoned it in when he felt like it. Warne was a serious competitive cricketer. There was no, you know, even though he's, you know, he didn't necessarily lead a lifestyle that the fitness fanatics would necessarily have wanted him to lead. But he still took his game. It was very clear to me that he took his game incredibly seriously. And he reveled in winning, and he reveled in being in a great Australian team. So he was a guy with an absolutely amazing gift. And his gift was, for me, that he enjoyed his game so much, and he enjoyed us enjoying his game. He had that to the incredible skill that he had, that was redefining as a level of skill as a leg spinner. And I think Warne really is one of the most influential players in the last 30 years of all time. The game, certainly in terms of leg spin and perhaps even spin bowling, really is split into before and after Warne, I think. He redefined expectations, and he did it with an approach to the game that let us all enjoy it with him. And I think that's a huge gift to the game of cricket. And I think you can see that in the outpouring of love and respect amidst the shock of his early passing. And 52 is no age, is it? And that, for me, is a testament to both his skills, which transcended the game, transcended rivalries between other countries and Australia, and as well, and how he came across and how he lived his life. There's been many stories of the time he had for people who are in the media centre, who, of course, many of whom would have been fans of his, just like me. And indeed, with ordinary fans, who did a lot of coaching. He was much loved in places like Hampshire, where he did a lot of coaching, and he did a lot of franchise coaching as well. So he brought himself to the game, and he brought such skill, which redefined leg spin bowling, but he also brought a personality and an openness, which I think was evident where any time he was on the television, every time he was around people. So for me, Shane Warne, a true great, a great Australian, a great cricketer, and a real loss to us all, a great in every sense. And Sports Fans TV and the Cricket Fan Show, we salute Shane Warne for everything he did for the game of cricket, and the skills he had, and the enjoyment he gave us, and the fact that he was a man that was loved around the cricketing world. And that doesn't happen by accident. That happens as a result of playing the game the right way. And Shane Warne certainly did that. So from everybody at Sports Fans TV and the Cricket Fan Show, salute to Shane Warne. Thank you.